summary of the laws of Pesach, laws relating to Bittul Chametz, Part 2. In the previous lesson on this subject, we discussed the general rabbinical obligation for one to nullify his chametz at the end of the search of the chametz on the night of Bedikah, for the purpose of disowning and hence biblically exonerating oneself from the prohibition of owning chametz during Pesach in case he did not find certain chametz during his Bedikah and he'll find it during Pesach and delay destroying it. In today's lesson, we will discuss the second bittul that is performed during the day. So in addition to the obligatory nullification that takes place at the end of your Bedikas chametz at night, the Pesach can record that it is proper that one do a second bittul the next day before the six-hour Ner of Pesach. The reason behind this second bittul is because the bittul that we did the night before only covers chametz that we did not find during the search. However, what about any new chametz we entered our home? Or chametz that crumbled from the food that we set aside to eat for that night and the next morning? That was not included in the bittul. In fact, if you take a close look at the wording of the bittul that we say at night, we are actually only disowning the chametz that we did not find. But all chametz that we found and know about is not being disowned, as we want to eat it. As how can we disown something and then go ahead and eat it? Which shows that we did not truly disown it. And hence, the disowning of the night never covered that chametz that you knew about and planned to eat. Now, what happens if a crumb of that chametz got into your house in the interim? So that's why we do the second bittul to cover any chametz that's in my house now. As now, right before the start of the Isser of owning chametz, I'm disowning and nullifying any possible chametz that is in my home, no matter what. Indeed, in the Nusach of this second bittul, we explicitly state that we are nullifying all chametz in the property, whether I saw it or did not see it, unlike the Nusach of the night before, which is only nullifying the chametz which we did not find and see. Now regarding the timing. So of course the bittul must take place before the start of the sixth hour of the day, meaning before Seif Zman Bir Chametz, as once that time arrives, the chametz is automatically no longer yours as there's a prohibition to own it. And you can no longer disown something that's not yours anyways. So it's worthless. Therefore, the bittul must take place prior to Seif Zman Bir Chametz. So everyone is to remind themselves to recite the bittul prior to this time. Now, customarily, the bittul takes place in conjunction with the Bir Chametz, with the burning of the Chametz. However, care should be taken that the bittul should only be said after first burning at least a kazayas of your chametz, meaning don't just suffice with throwing in the fire and then right away opening the siddur and saying the bittul, as perhaps you have not yet burnt a kazayas of chametz and have yet to fill the mitzvah of bir chametz. Rather, first you are to make sure that at least of a kazayas of your chametz has been burnt, and only afterwards you begin saying the bittul. So rules the Alter Rebbe in chapter 434, halacha 14, and all the other achrayinim. If one were to say the bittul prior to this point, then it ends up that he's burning chametz that's no longer his, as he just disowned it, and the mitzvah is not properly fulfilled. Now, regarding if one can appoint someone to nullify his chametz on his behalf, so this matter is debated amongst the Poskim, as recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, and practically while this could be done, the final ruling is that initially one should always do so himself. So even if for whatever reason you're not the one who is burning the chametz, such as you sent your son to do the burning, you should still be the one to say the bittul. The same applies regarding bedikah, that even if someone else is finishing the bedikah or doing it entirely for you, you, the owner of the chametz, should be the one to say the bittul.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.